Tri-Center head coach Steve Peterson getting set for the state playoffs later this week. First of all, coach, just kind of, you know, grand scheme of the things season. I know you had some injuries late and maybe a little healthier this past Friday, but I guess tell me a little bit about just your overall thoughts on kind of how the season has gone for your team, finding a way to get back to the playoffs.
Yeah, it's been a roller coaster ride, that's for sure. The ups and downs we've had from injuries and just the level of competition, you know, it's gone up and down every single week, but it's been fun to ride with these kids, and the heart and dedication that they've had this year has definitely made it a lot easier. So overall, pretty happy with where things are. Wishing we were a little bit more competitive in those bigger games, obviously, but with those injuries, it makes it kind of tough. But hopefully we can be healthy here and make a run in the playoffs.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how are you feeling, you know, with your team when it comes to health-wise?
Yeah, I mean, I think we got AJ's looking pretty decent through the ball half. Okay last week and with Shenandoah. Still not 100% though, so we'll kind of ease his way back in, hopefully a little bit more. Jaden Johnson was getting around a lot better on that ankle for sure. Still going to probably miss a couple other guys that won't make it back in time, but we've been working with them pretty much without the whole season. So I think we're about as healthy as we can be.
Yeah. When it comes last week, you talked with Tom, and it was kind of interesting how you'd mentioned, you know, even though you won a state title last year, the prior history of the state playoffs had not been there for you, and you guys want to create something consistent where you're doing something every year where you're expected to do something. So I guess could you reiterate that, talk about that a little bit further, and how, you know, you want last year to not just be an anomaly.
Yeah, for sure. And we actually talked about that at the beginning of the season, you know, as we just didn't want it to be a fluke year. These seniors that are on this team, you know, want to make a name for themselves. And I kind of brought that on here this last week is on how do you guys want to be remembered? Obviously last year was a magical run, you know, and so how do you guys, I'm talking more to the seniors, like how do you want to be remembered here at Tri-Center? You know, they jumped on board and they're all about winning this playoff game. You know, it's still, like I said, we have never really technically won a playoff game, you know, until that magical run last year. So it just setting the foundation of you know, making the playoffs has been awesome here. You know, even with Coach Schroeder before me, you know, we've kind of made the playoffs almost every year now. And so that's kind of a thing of expectation now is making the playoffs. And so it's time to start building on that. You know, the expectation needs to be we need to make the playoffs, and now we need to go make some noise and let's win a couple games and make another run. So the boys have jumped on board on that and are definitely all in.
Yeah. At Ridgeview, I guess, what are some early thoughts on them and kind of what stands out when you kind of turn on the tape for them?
Yeah, they're big. They got a big offensive lineman. They got some big receivers. They have a really big running back. So they definitely have size. Size, and they're not maybe not the fastest team around, but their size definitely makes up for that. So it's definitely going to be one of those nose-to-nose type of battles, very physical. We're going to have to be able to tackle well because their receivers and the running back are so big. They want to run the ball, of course. It seems like everybody up north is all about running the ball a lot. So we'll definitely have to pile the box and hopefully shut down their run. And then defensively, they're just sound. They don't do anything crazy, but they just do their jobs very, very well. So we're going to have to make sure that we can set up the run to be able to open up the pass and, you know, let AJ and Zach and Kale kind of do their thing.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to, you know, this team and the experience that they have in, you know, any atmosphere right now, you know, big game atmospheres from last year, how do you feel that helps you, you know, going on the road?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, we'll take last week as an example against Shenandoah. You know, we kind of had a decent start and then kind of got a rough there, you know, in the third quarter and, you know, just a few mistakes and a few things that we had done wrong and kind of brought them in there and was like, listen, you know, we fought with adversity all last year with the ups and downs of games and close games and, you know, and I'm like, let's go back to that. Let's go back to taking on adversity and responding doing things right and not letting the emotions and everything get the best of us. And it definitely helped there in the fourth quarter. They kind of settled down and, you know, were able to do things that the way they needed to be done. And that's obviously it's showed that we got the victory. And so hopefully that kind of rolls into this week and into the playoffs, you know, where, of course, adversity is going to hit you because you're playing better competition. And, you know, how are you going to respond to it? And hopefully it's going to be in our favor.
What do you think is important in this specific matchup with Ridgeview for you guys?
It's going to be tackling. That's kind of been our MO all year long. You know, if we can tackle well and, you know, be able to bring these offensive guys down to the ground on first contact, it definitely helps. You know, that's definitely what we were lacking in the second half against Shenandoah. And it just allows for them to sustain drives and, not getting off the field on third down. And it really does, change the aspect of the game when a team can have a third and long rather than a third and short. So that's going to be our MO this week is tackling, tackling, tackling.
Steve Peterson, again, head coach for Tri-Center Football. Coach, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. And I wish you the best this week.
Thanks, Derek. I appreciate it.